This is Monk Ellen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Wow, thank you so much. Big applause. Does God need credit? Hardly not. As God is the creator and the created, God works as and through and with his creation, we are God. I am God. Mankind is God. And do we as mankind, as man, need credit? This is the question. I was reading just before about Andrew Carnegie. He was actually a very simple and not very wealthy person. And he, with his self-esteem, he worked himself up so that he became a very wealthy person. And the moment he was wealthy, he became very generous. And his generosity was actually made public. He gave out, they wrote in the newspaper about him that he had given out an organ for a church. So everybody who wanted an organ in his church, they wrote to him. And so one time it was written that he had given over 7,000 organs. Now, many things had been public what he did, but what he actually was more famous and more known for, or not known for, but in some way known for his anonymous generosity, that he was giving away millions and nobody knew about it. I don't think he needed the credit. He enjoyed his abundance. He enjoyed giving and sharing. And naturally, as a very wealthy person, it was very known. Now, we all have many opportunities to share. And if I think, for instance, of Aline Cote, one of our students who has been a long-time teacher, a long-time teacher for kindergarten and first class and second class schools. She surely has been blessing many, many, many children. And while she was a teacher, while she was sharing, she just was herself. She didn't do it because she needed credit. She didn't say, I'm Aline Cote, and whatever I'm teaching and sharing with these kids, one day they will all run to me and come and praise me for this. She is a teacher, and she's a real example as a teacher, because I went to Canada and I experienced her, and I have rarely seen somebody so lovingly sharing and so patiently sharing with students like this lady. And she did it because she was herself and had fun. Well, now that she is retired, she told us, it's so fun. Sometimes I go in town and a person comes to me and says, oh, you remember me? And it was a person who was in kindergarten with her many, many, many years ago. She doesn't need the credit. Of course, she enjoys if somebody tells her, hey, you blessed my life at that time. But that's not the reason why she did it or why we do it. We live our life because we are here to remember who we are, that we are God, and not to get credit. We just have been in Africa, Guyana, Nigeria, and we have shared our hugs and our love. And I must say, this unconditional love which always has impressed me so much when I came to the University of Healing seminars, when Dr. Bailey hugged us and shared with us. It was something I had never experienced or rarely experienced. Now that I'm familiar with it, I'm really eager to share it spontaneously. And this unconditional love is what we teach at the University of Healing. Not to get credits, but just to share. And when I was starting at the University of Healing, becoming a president, I remember going out one of the first time to the foreign countries and giving seminars. And when I came back and made my reports to Dr. Bailey, he said, "Look, remember one thing. University of Healing is a catalyzer. We don't need the credit, we just give." And this is something really very impressive, because as God, we don't need credit. And this is what the University of Healing teaches, and this is what I'm practicing. To just live, be myself and have fun, live and live unconditionally, non-possessive, non-judgmental, and express my unconditional love. Does God need credit? Not at all. I am God, God I am. No credit, just being me. I love you.